And we back. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sauna IE. I'm your host, XO. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. Welcome to Sauna IE. Welcome to the platform. I bet you're wondering, what is Sauna IE? Well, Sauna IE is a platform for brain health. And we discuss different traits and different things that affect your brain health on a daily basis. We give out tips to really boost your brain health. We let you know the good, the bad, the ugly when it comes to brain health. And really help you stay afloat in learning more about helping yourself out and helping out your loved ones when it comes to your brain health and their brain health. With every episode, I like to kick off the show with two quotes of the day. My first quote is, mistakes are the portals of discovery. Ain't that the truth? We all make mistakes, right? In life, you're going to make mistakes. And what's the famous saying? You learn from your mistakes. And when you make a mistake, you discover how to do better the next time, how to perfect it, how to get more knowledge on what you need to do to perfect it the next time. Mistakes are portals of discovery. And you can say a mistake or a failure, whatever it is, they help you discover how to succeed in life. So anytime you run into a mistake or a failure, tell yourself, it's all a part of my journey, all a part of my growth, and I'm learning how to succeed. And I'm getting the knowledge on how to succeed. So anytime you make a mistake or you fail at something, just use it as a stepping stone towards success. My second quote is, digging deep is the only way to learn who you truly are. Do you know yourself on a deeper level and not on a surface level? Like, do you know who you truly are? Do you know your flaws? Do you know your strengths? Do you know your weaknesses? Do you know your triggers? Do you truly know yourself? Have you really sat with yourself and dealt with different types of pain, different types of emotional trauma, mental trauma? Have you sat with yourself to learn yourself, learn what you want, learn your purpose, learn what you truly are? Sometimes you really have to dig deep and see and have those conversations with yourself and sit with yourself and learn who you are, who you're becoming. Learn what you like, learn what you dislike, learn your loves, learn your hates. Because every year you grow and change and become a whole new person. Who you was last year is not the same as who you are today. So you really have to dedicate time to digging deep and learning and understanding who you are and who you're becoming. But once again, that quote is, digging deep is the only way to learn who you truly are. On this episode, We're going to be discussing relationship tips. I know y'all hear relationship, you think of boyfriend, girlfriend, a marriage or something like that. But this has to go with partnerships, business relationships, love relationships, friendships. These tips are going to hit the nail on the head with when it comes to the whole spectrum of relationships. But I'm going to give y'all a brief break and we're going to hop into the show. Thank y'all for tuning in to Sauna IE. With the holiday season approaching, I know how it is. You're trying to think, what gift should I get for my family, my friends, my significant other? Well, something that I recently purchased, which I'm extremely in love with, that really helps me when I'm in the gym working out or just doing everyday tasks, would be the Dre Beats. And I love the Dre Beats Studio headphones. They help me, like I said, when I'm working out, I'll tune out everything else, all the noise in the gym, and just be totally focused on my workouts. The music is nice, crystal clear, pristine, and they're sweat resistant and they fit perfectly in your ear. You don't even feel them in your ear. If you need something to purchase this year for your significant other, even for yourself if you need them, check out the link in our show notes, and it'll take you directly to the Dre Beats Studio earbuds. Let's get back to the show. Relationship tips. And if I don't cover anything that you think would be a perfect tip for that you've learned within your relationships, let me know. Hit me up on sunie.com, leave a review or email us, or even hit me up on DM on any of the social media platforms. But the first one is, instead of trying to win, try to understand. As humans, our first instinct is to win and hold our ground. But what if we saw it from the other person's perspective? Put ourselves in the other person's shoes. You have to understand that you don't always have to win. It's not about winning a battle. It's about winning the war. So understanding that I don't have to win this argument. I don't have to win this altercation. I don't have to win in this certain situation. Maybe this situation is meant for me to learn. Maybe this situation is meant for me to understand. And learning more about yourself and being more self-aware and socially aware and understanding like, yo, this is not a battle I have to win. I'll lose to learn. If you truly want to win, try to understand the other person. And that's how you win when it comes to any altercation, any verbal disagreement, any confrontation. Try to understand the other person from their perspective. Number two, instead of jumping to conclusions, listen. We were blessed with 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. We have to listen to understand instead of listening to respond. You learn more when you listen. Listen to understand. Don't jump to conclusions. Listen, learn, understand, respond. Number three, instead of offering unsolicited advice, offer support. Sometimes the person doesn't need advice. They just need support. Maybe they just need somebody to listen to what they're going through. Maybe they need an ear to vent to. Or maybe they need a shoulder to cry on. Maybe they just need you there, not saying anything, just being present with them. We always want to offer advice when somebody's going through something, but maybe the best advice is no advice at all. Just showing support for what they're going through. Like, I'm here for you. You want to talk? I'm here. You want to cry? I'm here. You want to punch a wall? I'm here. And letting know, like, I'm here to support you and whatever you're going through right now, instead of me trying to offer you advice. If you want advice, I have it for you, but I'm here as support. Number four, instead of making assumptions, ask questions. There's no such thing as a dumb question. I know you're like, actually there is. There really isn't. There's no such thing as a dumb question, except especially when you're jumping to conclusion or trying to assume something. Assuming only makes you look like a fool. Ask questions to anything that you want to know. And also know that any question you ask will have an answer or won't have an answer. So don't think like, oh, this may be a dumb question, I don't want to ask it. Go ahead and ask anyway. Ask so you don't assume. You assume, you look like a fool, you look like an idiot, and you look like you're trying to start an argument or something of that nature. So instead of making assumptions, ask questions. Number five, instead of trying to control them, trust them. Instead of trying to control them, trust them. Without trust, there's no us. Simple as that. The more you try to control someone, the more they become uncontrollable. Take a step back. In your past relationships, have you been the controlled or the controller? You ask yourself, like, in my past relationship, John really tried to control me, but the more he tried to control me, the more I wanted to go against what he was trying to say or trying to do. Or your girl was trying to control you, and you're like, she's trying to control me. It's like, you want to go against the grain. You don't want to be controlled. Everybody wants to be uncontrollable. So instead of trying to control people, just trust them. And once they break that trust, there's no us. Number six, instead of projecting, take time to self-reflect. When's the last time you spent time with yourself and had time to reflect on everything you've been through? Not the little things, but everything that shaped you into who you are today. When's the last time you did that? When's the last time you took out a journal and just wrote about who you are, what this year did to you, what you become? Have you took the time to really do that reflection journal, or even take the time to really talk about what you went through during the pandemic? Maybe you still have some pent up aggression, pent up sadness, pent up hurt that you want to let go. But it's time to take that self-reflection. Take those days out, whatever self-care days, whatever day you have. Take the time to self-reflect on everything you've been through. Who knows? You may have a book in your head that needs to be written. Everything you went through can help somebody. Your mess could be a message. The test you went through is going to be a testimony. So take that time to self-reflect, and maybe with everything that you've been through, you can help the next person. Because everything that we all go through as humans, the trials and tribulations, the everything, they're there to help. What we go through, we help other people with. You had a heartbreak, you got through it. You can show somebody else how to get through that heartbreak. You lost a career, you lost your job. You can teach people how to get through that, losing their job, or how to stay on their job or stay on their game. Everything that you went through, take time to self-reflect. Through everything that you've been through, you can help somebody else with it. But number 7, instead of trying to change the person, accept them. Acceptance is key. Acceptance is key in anything in life. We'll be so focused on changing people instead of accepting them for who they are. Accept people for who they are instead of trying to mold them into who you want them to be. Every time you're trying to, I want you to be like this, I want to change you. It's like, why are you trying to change me so much? If you're trying to change me, that means you don't like me or love me for who I am. Instead of trying to change people, accept them for who they are. Number 8, instead of betraying yourself, set healthy boundaries. Have you set boundaries for yourself lately? Me, myself, I have to set some new boundaries. Maybe it's time for you to set some new boundaries as well, or maybe it's time for you to start setting boundaries instead of betraying yourself doing stuff that other people want instead of doing stuff that you need or you want. So set those healthy boundaries for yourself. Number 9, instead of blaming, take responsibility for your actions. Responsibility and accountability is a big thing when it comes to relationships. It's easy to blame somebody else, but it's harder to accept responsibility or take or hold yourself accountable. It's like we have to hold ourselves accountable, just like how we hold everybody else accountable for their actions, for their mishaps and stuff like that. We're not perfect people. So it's like understanding, like, I know you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I can't hold myself to that higher standard and hold you to a higher standard than me and not take responsibility or hold myself accountable. So it's like, take responsibility for your actions and holding yourself accountable for anything that happens in life or within that relationship. Number 10, instead of settling, ask for what you need. Ask for what you need. Have you been settling in life? What do you truly want? This may be where you have to sit down and self-reflect with yourself and see, what do I truly want? Have I been fulfilling my purpose? Have I been living my life that how I want to live? Or have I got caught up in the rat race, the cycles of life, the stresses of work, the stresses of raising and caring for a family that I forgot about myself and what I need? So instead of settling, start asking, what do you need? What do I need for myself? What I need from this relationship? What I need from this person? What do I need to grow? What do you truly want? Ask yourself too, are you happy and fulfilled with where you're at right now? Or do you want more? And if you want more, what is your plan to get more? But I appreciate y'all tuning in. I hope this episode helped y'all out. Man, these questions got me. These these tips really got me thinking. I'm gonna run down the tips again, these 10 tips when it comes to relationships. Number one was, instead of trying to win, try to understand. Number two, instead of jumping to conclusions, listen. Number three, instead of offering unsolicited advice, offer support. Number four, instead of making assumptions, ask questions. Number five, instead of trying to control them, trust them. Number six, instead of projecting, take time to self-reflect. Number seven, instead of trying to change the person, accept them. Number eight, instead of betraying yourself, set healthy boundaries. Number nine, instead of blaming, take responsibility for your actions. And number 10, instead of settling, ask for what you need. And I'm gonna leave y'all with this. Start off small and build each day. Overwhelming yourself will only stunt your growth. Have a great week. We'll be back again for our Thanksgiving episode. Appreciate y'all tuning in to Sana IE.